Joe's need-to-know news on the Joe and Alex Show. This is stuff that may make the news, may not, but, I don't know.
I'm losing my news anchor voice, guys.
It's kind of fine to me.
Did it? Okay.
I'm not going to share the news tonight, but here is what Joe wants to talk about.
So, the Austin bomber called himself a psychopath, no kidding, in a confession video found on his phone. He said, "I wish I was sorry, but I am not." He threatened he would go into a crowded McDonald's and blow himself up if the cops closed in on him. Haha, sucker. Didn't work, did it? He didn't explain an explanation, though, why he carried out the attacks in the recording. The 23-year-old, and I call him terrorist. By the way, why the hell are we not calling this guy a terrorist? He is.
I think they just meant that it wasn't ISIS-related or whatever. It wasn't like it was that kind of a thing. But it was. I agree with you. I think that is still terrorism.
We always just think, like, if it's a Muslim person, it's terrorist.
Well, that's not true.
No, that's all they ever say. I'm telling you. Like the shooter in Vegas, terrorist, but you don't say that. No, he says he's a killer. If you do that and you scare the crap out of people, you put fear into people, you are a terrorist, no matter what you are. So the dude killed himself by detonating one of his own bombs while sitting in his car. I feel bad for all the victims and the people that are hurt, all the people that were scared, and the first responders. Cool thing going on in Austin, a lot of local restaurants down there now for the from South by Southwest Festival that was going on before to this. The responders have been so busy, like working double shifts all the time because there's been a lot going on.
Right.
They're giving them a lot of them free food. That's really cool.
That's good.
It's a little thing, but they're helping out right there. Tonight, I know, Alex, you're staying up late. Purdue plays Texas Tech in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, tonight at 9:57, they're in the Sweet 16. Hopefully, they can make it to the Elite Eight. Sorry to bring you down for a second right here, but it's just been a sad week for Toys R Us, guys. Toys R Us founder Charles Larza is dead at the age of 94. He died yesterday morning.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Good grief, this is depressing.
There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I could play with.
He started the company in 1948 when he was 25 and remained CEO until 1994. The news comes as the company planned to liquidate its inventory and close all of its stores in the U.S.
Yeah, his little heart couldn't take it.
It was supposed to start yesterday, but postponed, obviously, because he died. The sales are now expected to start today.
I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Wow.
You guys are some emo type-ish right here.
So sad.
Yeah,
it's like putting on black eyeliner, crying in the corner.
No kidding.
Toys R Us kid.
Jeffrey the Giraffe just painted his hooves black.
Yeah, good for him, though. It's a sad moment. You guys ever get bumped from a flight or asked, "Hey, will you skip this flight? We'll hook you up with some kind of a voucher or something."
No.
Hell yeah.
Oh, have you taken it?
Yeah, they gave me a free flight.
Oh, so that's not bad. Okay, what's it like, $200 value or something like that?
Whatever the flight was.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Well, United, have we talked about them lately? I think we have.
So much.
United bumped a passenger, and this person scored a $10,000 voucher. This is insane.
Oh, well, if that's what's going on, then yeah. Please move me.
On to the next flight.
I'll never fly again. Yeah, United Airlines passenger bumped from a flight, walked away with a travel voucher worth 10 grand. Allison began tweeting Thursday morning from Washington Dulles International Airport after United oversold the flight and asked the lowest fare passenger to deboard. Her tweet storm went crazy. She said, "United is offering $1,000 in travel credit for an oversold flight. If nobody bites, they'll kick off the lowest fare passenger by pulling them out of the boarding line for a flight they oversold. Unreal." She also posted a photo of the voucher on Twitter with the comment, "This is how badly United didn't want to give me cash." She added, "I also got a $10, I got two $10 meal vouchers. I'm going to go insane at Pizza Hut now." United raised its payment cap to 10 grand last year after a passenger was literally dragged off the flight.
Yeah, I would say so.
I would do that. Even if you did it for double the thing, I would totally sit out a flight.
If you're dragged, I'm going to want a lot more than even 10,000.
What would you like, 11,000?
Kill your dog. You got to get more money, too.
Yeah,
about 12,000 for that?
Tell you can't wear leggings, I'm also going to need some money.
That's another 20 grand.
Well, to be fair, not everybody should be wearing leggings right there. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.